In the end of this week's parasha, Parashas Bamidbar, in the beginning of next week's parasha, Parashas Nasai, speaks about the three sons of Levi. The three sons' name are Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Ubnei Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Who is the oldest of the three sons? See if you can figure this out. Gershon is the oldest of the three sons. That hence he goes first in the pasuk. Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. These three sons were all given different jobs, different tasks, as far as when we're transporting the Mishkan, who's going to carry what. This week's parasha begins with Bnei Kohath, not the oldest, but he was first in this week's parasha. And the pasuk says, Nasai es rosh Bnei Kohath mitoch Bnei Levi. And what's their job going to be? Carry the Aron and the Shulchan. We spoke about it last night. Bnei Kohath started screaming at Moshe. I would use the word bugging out or something. They start screaming, Moshe, we're all going to die. We're all going to die. Why are we all going to die? What's wrong with carrying the Aron? You're not allowed to touch it. You're not allowed to look at it. They were worried about looking at it. You can't look at it. You're supposed to carry it with the Badim. And Moshe then said, don't worry about it. We'll cover it up and make sure you don't have a problem. But Bnei Kohath carried the Aron. And then it speaks about Bnei Gershon. That's the beginning of next week's parasha. They carried the Urios. The Urios, English. Anyone know an English word for the Urios? I'll just say this here in Hebrew. What does that mean? No, Akiva? Curtains. They carried the cloth. Aha. Yafeh. And the third of the three sons is Merari. Merari's job was to carry the Brichov, Amudov, Vadonov. Those are all of the, like, the infrastructure of the walls. The Briach is like the cross beams and the sockets and all those different pillars, sockets, things of the like. Correct? Okay. But the question is, if we know that the oldest of the three sons is Gershon, so why, when the pasuk is telling over what their jobs are, does the pasuk first give us Kohath? Kohath, this week's parasha, next week's parasha, Gershon and Merari. Who should have gone first, we would assume? Gershon. After all, he was the oldest. What do we see from here? Yeah. Comes along the Medrash, says the Medrash. From here we see. Still, and all in general, we always give cover to the Bechor. Bechor always comes first. The Fishaya Kohath. Toy Ain Aaron Shasham Tayra Timokas of the Gershon. But Kohath, what was he carrying? Carry the Aaron. So therefore he had a more prestigious job than Gershon did. Because he was the one in charge of carrying the Aaron, his job was more chashiv. So therefore, even though Gershon was the older one, therefore, who did we put first? Kohath, because his job was more important. What's the kasha, Rabbi Yisai? Why did he get that job? Okay, you're telling me the Kohen is more chashiv, but the bigger job went to Kohath. So the question is, why did Kohath get the bigger job? So the Chidah says over here that it wasn't just they had a bigger job. It's that there was something special about Kohath as a person. Because Kohath, he personified. He was the personification of the Aron. He was the, I don't know how to say that in Hebrew, personification? Ooh. I have personification, Shel Aron. Yoni, you know how to say it? No. Okay, anyway, so the Chidas is the following thing. There were two brothers, and the younger brother was a bigger Talmud Chacham than the older brother. And now there was a little bit of sibling rivalry. And the older brother was not showing kavod to the younger brother because he's his older brother. And the younger brother put the older brother in Cheirim. Because you have to respect me, I'm a Talmud Chacham. Okay, if they know exactly what was the circumstances, whatever it was. So the question came to the Chidah, who's right? The older brother or the younger brother? What would you say? Based on this week's parasha? Said the Chidah, the younger brother's right. The younger brother's right, because Lamaisa, this brother has Torah, this brother's carrying the Aron, he's personifying, he's the one who carries the Aron. But the question is, what happened that, why was Kahas Zoicha to be the person that carries the Aron? Why was he Zoicha to be that person that was personified Torah? How exactly did that happen? Okay. So the Or Chaim HaKadosh says, as we mentioned, that Kahas, we know, who are the children that came out of Kahas? Who are the grandchildren of Kahas? Anyone know? Moshe and Aaron. So we see that Kahas already has that, he's got that gene, Kahas, where there's the greatness gene. Something about Kahas, that Kahas is going to give us something very special and therefore deserves respect. But we have to try to understand what it is. So listen to this. Listen to this fascinating Chassam Sofer. The Pasuk says, Reishis Goyim Amalek. Listen to this Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer, mamish, it could blow your mind. Reishis Goyim Amalek. So says the Chassam Sofer, I want to see what the first names of these, the great people that came out of Kahas. Reishis Goyim Amalek. V'achrisoi Adeyovid. And the end is like oblivion. Oyved is they're going to get lost. They're done. I want to see the beginning of their names. I want to see the end of their names. What are the beginning of the names of the great people from Kahas? Well, there's Amram, Moshe, Levi, and Kahas. Levi, Kahas, Amram, and Moshe are Rashi Tevis. Amram, Moshe, Levi, Kahas. Amalek. Reishis Goyim Amalek. We're dealing with like the cream of the crop, the top of all of those. That's what Amalek is coming to fight against. V'acharisoy ade oivid. Look at the last letters. Last letter of the name Amram. Mem. Levi. Kahas. Moshe. That's Mem, Yud, Saf, Hey. What does that spell? Misa. Reishis Goyim Amalek. You look at the first, the Rosh Tevois, you're going to end up with Amalek. Acharisa, you look at the Soif Tevois, Misa. This seems to be the struggle between Moshe and, the Shevet Kahas and Amalek. Is who's going to be in the front or who's going to be in the end? You put me first, Reishis Goyim, is we're trying to, that we're combated with the whole Shevet Levi. And the Acharisoi is going to be Misa. So what does that mean? How are we going to understand this? So as follows. Amalek, we know, came, because it says, Vayovoy Amalek b'Refidim. Where did Amalek attack the Eden? In a place called Refidim. That was the name of the town. Why was it called Refidim? So the Gemara says, Al Sherafu Yedeyem Minat Torah. They weakened themselves from Torah. Now, Shevet Levi, Kahas in particular, they were the ones that carried the Aron. So I understand that Amalek is coming because he's fighting when you're not like Torahdik. Who is the one that represents Torah? Kahas and Moshe and Amram and Levi. Those are all the Torah people. So for that reason, this is the fight that we have. Are we strong in Torah? Are we weak in Torah? Who's strong in Torah? Shevet Levi. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, Shevet Levi. They were meant to sit and learn all day. That's what the Rambam says. And also, it says in the Rambam, Yaakov Avinu, Lomad Banav Kulam, v'hivdil Levi u'minei Roish. Levi was the Rosh Hashiva. Minei Roish Levi. The Rambam says, Lo Shevet Levi Bilvad, not only Shevet Levi, but Shevet Levi was the person who was in charge of learning. And Kohas, what did he carry on his shoulders? What did we say? The Aron, he personified Torah. Amram, we know, is the Gadol Hador. That's why when Amram was purged from his wife, everyone else was purged from their wife. Because everyone found Amram was considered to be the Gadol Hador. And mi Gadol mi Moshe Rabbeinu, right? There's Makabal of Torah. So this over here is, that is our lineage of Torah that goes Moshe, Amram, and then Kahas, Levi. These are all the Torah people. On the other side, we have Amalek. When we lose our connection to that, to that tradition, to those people, so then Amalek comes and tries to attack us. Okay. So now we want to try to understand something. This is the big Yesod. How is a person zoicha to learn Torah? How did they get greatness in Torah? Where did greatness in Torah come from? So the Shlach Kodesh says the following thing. Makes the following diyuk. The pasuk in Shemai says, "Ve'elu rashei beis avoisam." These are the heads of the different houses. B'nei Ruvain, and to discuss who they are. B'nei Shimon, discuss who they are. Ve'ele Shmois b'nei Levi. All of a sudden, there's an emphasis on the names of B'nai Levi. It didn't say that by Reuven and Shimon. It said, B'nai Reuven, B'nai Shimon, Ve'u Shmois B'nai Levi. There's something about the names. What is it special about the names of B'nai Levi? Says the Shlach HaKadosh that Levi knew that his family was not going to have to suffer the Shibud of Mitzrayim. Because they were like considered to be Kayanim, as we said. They were like the elite. So he was bothered by like what my children are going to sit and they're just going to be comfortable and all the rest of the Yidden and Klal Yisrael all going to be suffering. He said, I'm not okay with that. So he named his children names that reflect the Shibud in Mitzrayim. So when they're talking to each other, they realize, hey, we're part of this Shibud also. We have to be noise ba'ol. We also have to carry some of the pain that the rest of Klal Yisrael is going through. So therefore, Levi Yoda Rotza Lishtatev Petzaras Atzibor. Therefore, he named his son Gershain. What does Gershain mean? Stranger. This is not our land. Yeraisi, right? Kigerim Heim Ba'aretz. Another son was Kahas. Shinehem Kehois. Af ata hake eshenov. What does that mean? From the Megillah? What does it literally mean? Literally means blunt his teeth. Their teeth were blunted. They were like, the Klal Yisrael was being like, it's like they're being assaulted. That's kahas. His third son's name was Merari. What is Marar? This is what Levi named his children. You know why? Because Levi wanted to be in the shtatif. He wanted to participate in the Klal Yisrael's tzara. So even though his family themselves weren't going to be in the Shibud, but that was important to him. And this is an exceptional midah that we find by Levi. And that is the midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says when he sees that midah, he knows that these are the ones he's giving the Torah to. The pasuk says, Vayi bayomim ha'im vayigdal Moshe vayetze alocha vayar b'sivloisam. Moshe was sitting in the palace, in the lap of luxury. Moshe had no worries in the world. And he went out, and he saw what they were suffering. He saw what they were going through. Says the Medrash, Mahu vayar, shehaya roya b'sivloisam, uboicha. He saw what they were going through and he cried. V'amar chaval li aleichem. It feels, it mamish bothers me. Chaval. Moshe Rabbeinu was part of that chain of B'nai Levi who saw other people's tzara. And because he saw that, says the Medrash, Roa Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Moshe Shesar Me'asokav Liros B'Siv Loisam. Hashem saw Moshe Rabbeinu. He had stuff to take care of in the palace and he left and he went to see what they were going through, to feel their pain. L'fichach V'yikra Lo Elokim Mitoich Hasneh. Hashem called out to him from the sneh. What's a sneh? What type of bush? Anyone know?
A willow.
A thorn bush. Why is Hashem showing himself in a thorn bush? Because Hashem says, you know why I'm at thorns? Because I'm in pain for what Klal Yisrael is going through. If you're also in pain, the way I'm in pain, then you're the person I want to talk to. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Moshe, dafka in the sneh. And this is the midah that we're referring to when we speak about a person being koine Torah. Writes the Rambam, of all of the kinyane atayra, one of them is noisei be'oil im chaveroi. What does that mean? What does it mean, noisei be'oil im chaveroi? You carry someone else's burden. What does that have to do with being koine Torah? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, until a person is willing to share the burden with someone else, until a person has that, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give him the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you can get out of your comfort zone, if you could go think about someone else, not just be engrossed in yourself, and you move out of yourself, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kilu takes the Torah out of its zone, because the Torah doesn't belong in this world. But I get out of my, step out of myself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Torah out of where the Torah is supposed to be, B'Shamayim, and brings it down to you. So we see that B'nai Levi, that's the way they were. They were those type of people. They cared about other people. The Pasuk says about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was a little baby, and he was put into the Nile, and he's drifting along the water. And comes Bas Paro, and Bas Paro sees that there's a child there. And says the Pasuk, that Bas Paro opens up, Vatiftach Vatireves Hayeled, she sees the child. Vihine Na'ar Boiche. And the child is crying. But the Pasuk uses a different word for which for the child. First it's Vatireu es hayeled. The yeled is like a little child. Vine nar, nar is already like an adolescent. It's a young man. So is this a nar or a yeled? So Rashi says, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu's voice sounded like he was a nar. Vine nar boiche. He had a very mature voice. But it was really a yeled. It looked like a yeled, but it sounded like a nar. But the Baal HaTurim says something else. Says the Baal HaTurim, it's two different people. The one in the water was Moshe. The nar that was crying was Aaron. Says the Baal HaTurim, Aaron was standing there by the banks of the water crying about his brother. What's going to be with my brother? What's going to be with him? When a person is noise ba'oil im chaveri, a person cares about someone else. So then he zoicha to this very special midah of Shevet Levi. That's what Shevet Levi was about. And that's what Klal Yisrael has to do. So Amalek is coming, kineged Klal Yisrael not learning Torah. But when do we not get the schus of Torah? If we don't think about someone else, we're not going to be able to zoicha to Torah. Torah is a miracle. Torah comes when we get out of our comfort zone. I think about you. Hashem says, okay, I'll bring the Torah. Listen to this amazing thing. So now Klal Yisrael's fighting Amalek. Does anyone know where Moshe Rabbeinu was while Klal Yisrael? He wasn't the battle. He was up on top of the mountain. And he had his hands up. Now the battle was taking a while. So Moshe Rabbeinu was getting tired. So what did he do? The Pasuk says, V'yidei Moshe kvedim. Moshe's hands were getting tired. Heavy. Vayikhu even vayesimu tachto vayeshev alav. He took a rock and he sat on a rock because he was getting tired. Says the Gemara, v'chi loy hayo lemoshe kar achas oy keses achas leyeshev alav. Didn't have a pillow. He didn't have a cushion. Why is Moshe sitting on a rock? Give him something nice. You're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Let him sit in something a little bit more comfortable. Says the Gemara, Lekach Omer Moshe, Hoyel v'Yisrael shuim b'tzar. Klal Yisrael's fighting the war. Klal Yisrael's down there. And there in Tzar, I'm going to sit up here on a pillow? No. Afani eye imohem b'tzar. V'cholam b'tzar atzmo im atzibor. Zoyche v'roi b'necham atzibor. So we want to overcome Amalek. We need Koyach of Torah. Koyach of Torah, we have to be mishtatif matzar shel chaveroi. Therefore, we don't sit on a pillow. When Klal Yisrael's at war, Moshe's not sitting on pillows. And I can tell you that there are times in Eretz Yisrael when it's a little bit more stressful and a little bit less stressful. There are always Yiddish soldiers that are in sakana at all times. But there are times when there's like a real awareness in Eretz Yisrael that there's a lot of metach. And the one thing that secular people have the hardest time with is yeshiva bacharim just relaxing. You know, like a yeshiva bachar that's just, he's partying as if nothing's going on. If he's sitting and learning, and he's nishtatef im atzar im chaveroi, which means he realizes that there's people that right now are going through stress and their lives are in danger. I can't just relax right now. That's a midah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then he'll be zoicha to Torah, and not just that, he'll be zoicha lirois, zoicha v'roye b'nechem as tzibor. he'll be able to see that Nechama will come. Because if we have Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu protects us. How is Zeichet the Torah? We've got to get out of our comfort zone. Think about other people. There's people that they're going through difficult times and they're dealing with stress and a tremendous amount of anxiety because they don't know what's going to happen with their family or with themselves. And we're able to be here in the comfort of our yeshiva. Or wherever we might be. That is the formula for success. So we started off speaking about why was it that B'nai Kehas got the Aron. B'nai Kehas got the Aron because they are people that cared about other people. So we're seeing a major yesod here, my friends. Sometimes we think that Ben Adam L'Makayim is one department and Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi is a different department. We see that Ben Adam L'Makayim is a result of Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi. If I'm noise ba'olam chaveru, if I care about someone else, I'm zeichet to Torah. That was kahas. That's the pshat. Rabbi Kiva said, "Ze klal gadol b'Torah v'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha." This is the klal gadol in Torah. Be kind to your friend. Be nice to, or my disani alecha l'chaveru choloi savin. What someone else doesn't want, do what you want to want. Don't do to someone else. Which is, you have to think about other people. Why is that klal b'Torah, says the Chazon Ish? That's klal gadol and mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveroi. Let's do ben adam l'makoy. The answer is, if a person works on his ben adam l'chaveroi, that automatically will influence his ben adam l'makoy. If a person thinks about others, he gets out of his comfort, he thinks, you know what, we could think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to be nice to b'olam chaveroi? What about Hashem? What about the Shechinta Begalusa? What about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ki'ilu, the Shechina is bitzar because we haven't built the Beis HaMikdash. Do we care about that? We should be dedicating our lives to making sure that we can be Marv Shechina in this world, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back to this, to the Gedula, to the Beis HaMikdash. If a person works on his Ben Adam HaKaveroi as a result, will be Zoycha to Adam L'Makom, and will be Zoycha to be Roya B'Nechem As Tzion in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, B'mheir V'Yameinu. Amen. Good job, everyone.